Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you a fixture in Akron radio. You know him from 91.3 The Summit. Please give a big, warm welcome to Mr. Jim Chanot.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm looking up to heaven right now. Man in Black, this is for you, and for you too, June. What I'm going to do is a spoken word performance, and this particular song was written by a very, very fine songwriter. How many of you have heard of Shel Silverstein? Amazing songwriter. But of course, the song itself was made popular and was a number one hit for the man himself, the man in black, Mr. Johnny Cash. So I hope you enjoy my spoken word performance tonight of a boy named Sue. By the way, guys throw money, you ladies throw your house keys. Thank you very much. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3. And he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid. But the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought it was quite a joke, and it got lots of laughs from a lot of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy would laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard and my wits got keen. I roamed from town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars that I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill the man that give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July. I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table dealing stud, sat the dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, "My name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're gonna die, you mother-grabbing son of a bitch!" Now you notice that the beat has changed a little bit? What this means is that the plot is beginning to thicken. In other words, what's happening is the boy named Sue has reached inside his saddlebag and pulled out a can of industrial strength whoop-ass! Well, I hit him right between the eyes, and he went down. But to my surprise, he come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. So I busted a chair right across his teeth, and he crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule, and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laughing, and I heard him cussing. He went for his gun, but I pulled mine first. And he stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. And he said, and this is exactly what he said, "Son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong." Yeah, he said, "Now you've just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, because I'm the son of a biatch that named you Sue. I ask you, where is the love? Thank you, baby. I'll get back with you. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. I called him my paw, he called me his son. And I came away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill George D'Artagnan, anything but Sue.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Chanot. He'll be signing autographs in the back.